when the parking ramp first came to be, they said, well, we're going to need this. We've the Apis has got is a hotel, you know, a couple blocks away from this parking ramp, and then the Stella across the street, you know, they host a lot of weddings and banquets and things like that. People are going to need a place to park. And I thought, well, I guess I'm not happy about having a $7 million parking ramp that we don't charge anything for to park in there, but I guess that makes some sense. Until we went off the air on Saturday morning and Pete showed me the press release from the city that dictated and that outlines the fact that you can't park in the parking ramp from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. They close the parking ramp. And if you're parked in the parking ramp, you're going to be given a ticket. My wife and I were driving around downtown yesterday, and she said, well, maybe they have a deal with the Stella. I called the Stella, and I talked to management. They have no idea what I'm talking about.
Wow.
There's no voucher. There's no nothing. The fact of the matter is you can park in the parking ramp, but if you're an overnight guest, you then have to move your car between 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning. How in the hell does that make sense to anybody? Since it was a free parking ramp, I joked on the air months ago or years ago that you know, I pay to store my hearse at KC Family Options. I pay to an off-site location. I store my hearse. When I need it, I go pick it up. Well, I'm going to start storing it. I said I was going to start storing it in the parking ramp downtown. I'll just leave it there, and it's free. And when I need the hearse, I'll just go pick it up and bring it to the funeral. You know, well, lo and behold, they addressed that issue because maybe that's what people were thinking of doing. You know, leaving their vehicle there indefinitely because it's free, of course, which is ridiculous. But now it's closed between 3 and 5 o'clock. How the hell does that make sense to anybody? How does that benefit the Stella? How does that benefit the Apis? How does that benefit? There's a number of Airbnbs in the downtown area. I mean, dozens of them, actually. I've had friends that stay in them, and they would benefit from parking there. But no, we're going to close the parking ramp between 3 and 5 o'clock.
Did the press release say why they would close it for those 2 hours?
Well, I'm not sure. Pete, did it say why?
It does not say why. And the first thing that popped into my brain when I read that was your comment about parking your vehicles in there overnight. You're a mover and shaker, Dr. Steve. It's what you do.
Well, what if I was a livery service and I had 3 limousines and 2 hearses and a couple of Suburbans like a lot of livery services have? I'll just store them all down there. It's free.
Yeah, it's free till 3 a.m.
Just got to go for a spin between 3 and 5.
What I guess, right? Yeah.
I do not understand any of this parking ramp. But you know what? It appears to be a collision of ideas.